Blog Talk Radio.
Good day and happy Wednesday to you on this wonderful mid-month Wednesday that we are experiencing. I am your host, Jessie Blair Myrie. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of June, and I'm looking forward to what the rest of the month has to offer. I am a radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, and I do this to bring health and wellness from my nutritional knowledge to you on a weekly basis. And as I've come to learn years ago that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, moving on to today's topic, how to naturally strengthen your bones. How to naturally strengthen your bones. And I get this information from Food Matters. But bone density is a serious concern for a lot of people. And when we think of bone density, we think of osteoporosis, but it doesn't just affect a lot of older people. Whether you're a teen or in your golden years, there are natural steps you can take to support greater bone health. And yes, osteoporosis, we do think of that as the elderly, because what happens when we age, our bones become more brittle. And so hence the reason why if you ever hear someone that says, I've fallen, and sometimes they can't get up, they've broken a hip. And usually it's the elderly, the senior citizen, some, not all. But this is because their bones are no longer strong. If a five-year-old were to fall down, they're not going to break a hip. It's just highly unlikely, or a teenager for that matter. A bone density is something that we need to look into. But anyway, bones are our body's support means. It holds us up. It keeps our body upright. And you'll also notice that as we age, when I say we, I'm referring to human beings, when we age, we become, people say we've shrunken. It's not that we've shrunken. Bones are no longer supporting or as strong as they need to be because they are not storing calcium, and the muscles aren't as many as they used to be. And, you know, these bones that we have, our bones in our body, they protect our organs. And so it determines how well we function, how well we sit upright, how well we stand upright. And so if you see an older person that is hunched over, it's because the bones are breaking down. So in that, as a natural part of formation, the bones are constantly being broken down and rebuilt in tiny amounts, typically up until the age of 30. When peak bone mass is reached, new bone creation outweighs bone loss. Probably saying, well, good grief, I'm about 33 years old. That's when it's reached its peak. When this balance shifts is when issues such as osteoporosis can occur if the right bone foundations aren't set early on. So there's some factors that impact the rate and amount of bone loss in your older years, including genetics, diet, how much bone was built up in your body during your teenager years. And although there are many things that can be out of our hands, there are many things that we can do now to support a healthier future. I'm just going to share with you what we can do to carry us through our golden years and strengthen our bones naturally. First and foremost, very easy to do, and probably for not a lot of people, but eat your fruits and veggies. It's just that simple. Eat your fruits and veggies. People think that we only get calcium from milk. That is untrue. We get more calcium from leafy greens. And you heard it from your mother many times, I'm sure. Every one of us, the reason why we're on this earth is because we've had a mother, whether she's alive or not. If she's not alive, well, you've had your mother, and you've probably heard this from her. that greens will make you grow big and strong, right? Eat your fruits and vegetables. They're good for you. And it, as it turns out, they were right, first of all. Like, you know, the other old adage, mothers know best. But indeed, fruits and vegetables are some of the best sources of vitamin C, which stimulates the production of bone-forming cells in addition to protecting bone cells from damage. Studies also show that an increase of vegetables in your diet increases bone mineral density. Further research also show that eating your vegetables, onions in particular, reduces the risk of fracture by more than 20%. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and eat some onions on a daily basis. You might turn some people off. But those who never consume it at all, yeah, they're more susceptible to bone density, bone loss, because, once again, it reduces the risk of fracture by more than 20%. That's a huge number, by the way. So an onion a day could keep the doctor away. Don't know about that. You might turn some people off, like I said to you before. Carry a mint with you. But, yeah, indeed, get your red onions, chop them up, put them in your salads. You know, put some yellow onions or some Vidalia onions or some Spanish onions, chop them, put them in your soups. There are so many ways you can eat onions, not healthy. But get your onions. That's what research shows. Also, kale, broccoli, Swiss chard, and spinach are great additions to your bone-building diet as they contain vitamin K, which has been shown to support healthy bones. People say, vitamin K? Yeah, vitamin K. There is such a vitamin. I remember years ago I told my husband about vitamin K. He's like, no such thing. I said, oh, yes, there is. Because, you see, I've read and I've researched, so vitamin K does exist, and it you'll find it in lots of greens, lots of leafy greens. So get your leafy greens in. And, you know, if it's difficult for you to get in your 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, actually more than that on a daily basis, there's a link on this broadcast page whereas you can get it all in a capsule. It's just that simple. All in a capsule. You don't even have to swallow the capsule. You can open up the capsule and put it in your juices or in your foods so you can consume it that way. But check out the link. And it's just a very easy way to get in your fruits and vegetables. Add some potassium to your diet. When I was younger, of course, and I was pregnant, you know these things called, those of us pregnant women listening, Charlie horse. I'm like, oh my goodness, what is that? I just need more potassium. Potassium is the quiet achiever when it comes to protecting the health of your bones. Its ability to neutralize bone-depleting metabolic acids that eat away at bone are key in fighting the elimination of calcium in the body. Together with nutrient-rich potassium compounds, our bones are able to reabsorb minerals and reduce the amount of mineral loss through our urine. A variety of population-based studies now support the association of a high potassium-based diet with positive bone density. So, yes, indeed, when I was pregnant, I was, you know, you get a little swollen in some areas, and sometimes you just turn one way and your whole leg just cramps up. But, yeah, I was told that I need more potassium. Thought I was getting enough, but guess what? Bananas. Some people don't like bananas. Put them in a smoothie. Bananas are particularly rich in potassium, and I love bananas, as well as magnesium. They're essentially the guardian protectors of our bones. And I've actually heard a health, he was a health advocate years ago, say that the only fruit he wouldn't eat was a banana. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me with the amount of nutrient density that a banana has and the versatility that a banana has? I would never, ever give up my bananas. You just have to be careful with the fruits that have the most sugar intake. And those are mainly the sweet fruits. You're fine with berries. If you're diabetic, I don't recommend eating lots of bananas. But indeed, bananas on a whole, no one said you couldn't eat them at all to eliminate them from your diet. I didn't agree with that. But that's, of course, my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. Drink less alcohol and less caffeine. We know how hard it can be to start the day without our double shot latte on some almond milk. Or finishing the day without a stress-relieving glass of vino. But did you know that our poisons of choice could be affecting our calcium absorption? Studies show that drinking 3 or more cups of coffee a day increases your urinary calcium excretion and decreases your calcium absorption, which can adversely affect your bone density. Try swapping for herbal tea or kombucha for a whole host of benefits. I love tea. I even make tea in the daytime and make it cool to have iced tea later on in the day when it's hot. Because when it's hot, like it's going to be this weekend, it's going to be really hot. Nobody got time for no hot drinks on a hot day. Just want something cool and refreshing. So make your tea, make it cool if you want to, make it cool overnight. And then you'll have, you can add your liquid organic stevia to it and indeed enjoy it that way. Find a supplement that works for you as well. We're not talking calcium supplements if you can't or won't drink dairy milk. Bones are made up of calcium, but also magnesium, zinc, copper, manganese, potassium, and vitamins K and D. And finding the right balance of all these elements to support good bone health can prove difficult for some. Fill in the nutrient gaps that our diets sometimes lack. If you choose to supplement your diet, we recommend, and this is Food Matters, recommend a professional formulated bone building supplement that contains both magnesium and calcium. So look for both for recommended doses. It's always important to talk to your doctor or healthcare professional. Or as a rule of thumb, follow the daily value for these two minerals. That is 400 milligrams of magnesium and 800 milligrams of calcium. 400 milligrams of magnesium and 800 milligrams of calcium. And that will get you through as the supplement that you need to look for. Or if you take them separately, once again, 400 for magnesium, 800 for calcium. Get moving. Just get moving. Exercise is the key ingredient that can help build bones, strong bones. And there's a professor, she's a spokesperson for osteoporosis, in overseas in Australia, and recommends any type of weight-bearing exercise, such as brisk walking, tennis, jogging, skipping, netball, or basketball. Other alternatives include resistant workouts, which I love. I love resistance training, such as using a gym, weight, or hand and ankle exercises. Incorporating weight-bearing exercise into your weekly routine enables you to maintain strong bones in addition to making you look and feel great. I love to use resistance training because as we age, once again, our muscles decrease and as well as our bones. So it's good. As you age, it's not just on a treadmill alone or just jogging alone. It's not going to do it. You've got to build, continue to maintain muscle. You've got to maintain muscle. Here's the last one for you. Get some vitamin D. It's so important. It's beautiful. It's sunny out. I'm in the northeast of America, and we have four seasons. And even if it's sunny outside in January, it doesn't feel warm and fuzzy. You know, it's not inviting for me anyway. I don't want to be outside. But now you can easily go outside for 20 minutes, and there's your dose of vitamin D, daily dose, natural, that is. It's very important to be sun smart. But vitamin D can sometimes be just what the doctor ordered. Vitamin D works hand-in-hand with calcium for supporting bone health. And when these are out of balance, you can do more harm than good for your health. So make sure when you're taking vitamin D, make sure you complement it with vitamin C, okay, with calcium. They work hand-in-hand, calcium and vitamin D. All right, moving on to today's Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Joyce Meyer Ministries, and it says, follow peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. That's Colossians 3:15. Be careful when someone makes a suggestion that sounds good. Not every good idea is a God idea. Don't rush into making a decision or accepting a new responsibility without praying about it first. Slow down long enough to ask God for wisdom and listen for his guidance. Doing this before you decide will save you a lot of grief on the other side. When you're presented with an opportunity or a task, take a little bit of time to see if you have peace about the idea. If you have peace, go for it all the way. If you don't have peace, you don't even have to understand why you don't have peace. Just don't do it. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you. Summer solstice begins at 5:44 p.m. this coming Saturday, the 20th of June. Not my favorite month because of everything else it brings, bugs and little critters and creature features, not my cup of tea. But indeed, it's wonderful for those of us who want to do outdoor activities, not when the sun is at its peak between 10 and 3 p.m., 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., but we indeed love the sunshine. So go get your natural vitamin D, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers this coming Sunday. God bless you. See you next week. Follow me on all social media, The Vision Voice or Jesse Blair Myrie. Until next time, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.